Former Vermont governor and presidential candidate Howard Dean will be in Pittsfield, Massachusetts Sunday for a talk on America's future. The Democrat plans to discuss this year's national elections and more. Dean, a Hillary Clinton supporter, spoke with WAMC about the generation of Americans born after 1980 and their influence on the country.
A lot of it is the new generation that's going to come over, our children's generation. They're very different than we are. They're much less ideological. They have a lot less tolerance for all the kind of mean-spiritedness that goes on in politics. They're the first generation of America. I call them the first global generation. Most people call them the millennials, but I don't think that really adequately describes them fully. They are a group of kids throughout the world that basically see themselves as citizens of the world as well as citizens of the United States and act accordingly. So the kind of rhetoric that's being used, for example, by Trump is just completely something that doesn't mean anything to them.
And so how do you think that generation will affect American politics?
Well, it's a complicated question because this generation, because they have the power of the Internet at their disposal, doesn't particularly need or like institutions. So they're going to be late to join in political institutions. The Congress is a train wreck, and they don't have any interest in joining it because they don't see that as the way to really affect change. So when they do get into the institutions, they're going to socialize the institutions a lot more than the institutions socialize them, which is a new pattern that hasn't been the case in the past. So I think you're going to see huge change, but I don't think it's going to be revolutionary change. I think it's going to be evolutionary change. I think both corporations and political institutions are going to become much more democratic, much more thoughtful, much more willing to work with each other, and much more willing to consider the general good, not simply what's good for them.
And do you think that this generation that we're touching on here is showing itself in any sort of the movements, say, of the past year or so, whether that be with Senator Sanders or even the Libertarian candidates for president and vice president this year?
I think not so much the Libertarian candidates, although there's some of that. And I do think this generation's more libertarian in terms of economics. But I think the certainly Senator Sanders' campaign, but also Barack Obama's campaign, it turns out that the most likely defining margin that Barack Obama had was the huge turnout of young voters. We hadn't seen that before. We had a huge turnout of African-American voters, which I think was expected. We had a huge turnout and plurality for President Obama of Latino voters, which I think was not quite so expected. But the most shocking thing was this enormous turnout of young voters, who generally are the lowest turning out group of the electorate, and they were higher than even over 65s, which is just shocking, has never occurred before in recent American history.
And switching to this year's election, obviously a lot of the talk has been about the presidential race, and rightfully so. But taking a look at Congress, what do you think Congress will look like after November's election?
Well, look, who knows? Anybody's guess. I think that Hillary will win. I think she will bring in a Democratic Senate. The House, I think, is more problematic for two reasons. First of all, of course, the House is very well cemented by the gerrymandering that's going on in the 30 states that have Republican majorities. And so that'll be hard to overturn. But the other problem, and the interesting problem, is Paul Ryan is a conservative, but he is essentially willing to work with moderates in order to get stuff done. He had a very interesting budget compromise with Patty Murray, who's a relatively liberal Democratic senator from Washington State. And both sides gave up a lot, and they didn't like to give up, but we had a budget, and it worked. And that was a tribute, I think, both to Paul Ryan and to Patty Murray. Paul Ryan's problem is he can't get that through his own house because he's got this intransigent group of 30 people. So what Ryan's going to have to do to be an effective speaker is to work with Democrats. No speaker's been able to do that. Boehner did it for the benefit of the country, and then the result was he lost his job, essentially. Ryan's going to have to make that decision about what he's going to put first, his party or him or his country. And that is going to be critical. I think it's going to be easier for Ryan if he's willing to do that, to say no to the right wing of his own party. And that's going to have to happen because the right wing is really destroying the country.
To this generation that we keep on touching on, the millennial generation.
Or the first global generation, as some of us might call it.
There you go. You mentioned that they're sort of fed up with the the sharp political rhetoric and the fact that it seems that Washington isn't working. In your mind, what is it going to take to get Washington to work, and will it come with this generation?
Well, it's going to take some leadership from the sort of the conservative side, which I don't see any of. It's going to take some willingness in my generation to pass the torch to the next generation so they can bend a little bit more and be less ideological on my side. It's going to take a president like Hillary Clinton, who actually has a history of working with both Republicans and Democrats. But most importantly, it's going to take, and this will happen, I just wish it would happen faster, the taking over of institutions by this young generation that doesn't like institutions. That's what's going to have to happen. Somebody's going to have to run Congress while all this fantastic change is happening on the Internet. And the somebody is the young people who were born after 1980. The sooner they take over, the better the country's going to be. But they're not in any hurry to do so because they have so many alternatives.
And finally, Howard, as a Hillary Clinton supporter, are you at all concerned about what appear to be some murky lines, as reported in some of the media, between her role as a diplomat with the State Department and the Clinton Foundation?
Well, let's look at it this way. Hillary Clinton has been accused of being all kinds of things, going all the way back to 1992 when the Clintons first got on the scene. Not one single one has ever borne any fruit. There's never been a successful charge of illegality. There's never been a successful charge of a scandal. This is all about the media. This is about the right wing talking about all these things. The Republicans have brought this up in Congress. They investigate. They've spent $7 million in 2 years investigating Benghazi. There was nothing there. So, look, this is the way they attack Hillary Clinton. I don't think it's a terrible coincidence they attack her as the first because she's the first woman, and this is not a group of people who are very comfortable with women leadership. So do I make anything of this? No. Do I think it's harmful in the campaign? Yes, and that's the whole purpose of this. This is all about politics, and it's not about substance.